Stocks rebounded slightly this morning, one day after the Dow had its worst performance of the year. There is fear of a recession in the United States and of a global economic slowdown. Joining us on Skype is David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at JP Morgan Asset Management. David Kelly, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
So how concerned are you, first of all, about what we're seeing in the stock market?
Well, I am a little bit concerned. I think the stock market is reflecting some other things that are going on in the economy around the world and things that are going on in the bond market. And they are looking a little bit more worrying. The global economy is slowing down and the bond market is sending out what has traditionally been called a recession signal.
That would be the yield curve, which we've been talking about. This has been a good indicator of recessions in the past. And a lot of people have been talking about that in the last 24 hours. But today, it seems that some investors are happy about a strong retail sales report. What does that tell you? Because there are some good indicators going on in the economy right now as well.
Well, that's right. And it's quite hard to push the U.S. economy into recession. I mean, remember that the U.S. what's going on is we've got a global slowdown because of all this trade tension. And that's really what's hurting markets around the world. But the U.S. actually only exports about 12% of our GDP. We're actually fairly well insulated from the rest of the world. And the U.S. consumer is doing pretty well. So the odds still probably favor us getting through this period and avoiding a recession.
Well, when you talk about the global economy, one of the things that came out yesterday was that Germany said that its economy is shrinking. There are fears of a recession in Germany. Today, there's a report that says that the Germans are very worried about a no-deal Brexit, Britain crashing out of the European Union, which, by the way, would happen in about 10 weeks from now. Yeah. What about what's going on in Europe? How much is that playing into the fears here?
Well, I think it's contributing, but the problem is what's going on with trade around the world, and Brexit's really part of this, is that trade volumes are declining because of all these tensions, and we know that that is bad for the global economy. It hurts investment spending, and a country like Germany is a export powerhouse. It's a manufacturing powerhouse, and when you see global trade decline, they're really on the front lines of that. And I think that's why Germany's getting hit so badly by this.
Okay, but obviously what you're saying is that the trade war, and especially the one with China, is at the center of all of this. How much uncertainty is there about that at this point? And do you think that it would behoove the Trump administration to remove some of that uncertainty and really sit down and hammer out a deal with China?
Absolutely. I mean, tariffs in general are a bad idea. I mean, I hope you can't find very many economists who think tariffs are a good idea, because they're not. They hurt economies. But also just the uncertainty, because what happens is businesses say, well, I don't know whether they're going to be tariffs or not, so let's just wait and see. And wait and see are the three most dangerous words in economics. When everybody decides to wait and see instead of making business decisions, everything slows down. So yes, I think the Trump administration ought to come to a deal with China, but also we need to be more predictable in our policy. We can't just, you know, come to an agreement 1 week and then we're fighting again the next week. We need to have a predictability about our policy, which I think would help just as much as lowering tariffs at this stage.
Meantime, the president has been pressuring the Federal Reserve to lower rates as far as they can go. Do you think that would be a good move if the Fed did that?
No, I think that this is all about trade uncertainty. It's got nothing to do with high interest rates. There isn't a single business person in America. There isn't a single homeowner or home buyer in America who's hesitating to do a deal because interest rates are just too high. That's just not true. The real problem here is uncertainty. And I think in many ways, I'd rather the Federal Reserve get back to normal interest rates. I think it's actually unhealthy in the long run for us to keep interest rates this low. So no, I don't think this is the Federal Reserve's fault. And I think the Federal Reserve ought to be cautious about lowering rates more when they're really not the cause of the problem. And they can't solve the problem either.
David Kelly, if the U.S. does go into another recession soon or in the near future, could it be as big as the last one?
No, I don't think it could. I think it is much more likely to be a recession of the size of the recession that we saw in 1990 or perhaps in 2000. You know, the last recession was truly extraordinary because it was a global financial crisis. And we don't have those kinds of imbalances in the U.S. economy right now. We don't have a fragile financial system. So overall, if we did have a recession, I would expect it to be relatively mild and relatively short.
That is David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at JP Morgan Asset Management. Thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime.